And so I was reviewed by, I think her name is Sarah Kerr, in the New York Review of Books last time out. And sort of fortunately this, because I let my subscription, sorry, New York Review of Books, I let it lapse. I'm not allowed onto the website, so I never can actually go and find this again. And I kind of don't want to again. Mm-hmm. I want to just live with the memory of this thing that, again, might be completely fabricated on my part, so I don't want to fact check it. But she said something like her like send off at the end was that she, you know, the last book that I wrote was, you know, it was, you know, smart and clever and intricately structured and la, 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 all this other stuff. And she said, but she thought that I had it in me to write a book that was more emotionally resonant. And so I took that as my kind of next book challenge. And that made sense to me. That criticism actually made sense to me. And I'm very aware of not avoiding emotion in novels, but I think as a woman, writing about emotion is even extra trickier. I think for everybody, it's tricky. And it's hard to do well, you know, to have something that, you know, you want to make your readers sad, so you write sad things, right? That's the, but it can feel kind of cheap and it can feel kind of prepackaged. And so can you do it indirectly? I mean, how do you create an emotion in your reader, especially if your character can't have them? How do you kind of outsource the emotional locus of a story to the reader if you are not comfortable having your character experience that thing?
Why do you think it's harder, though, for a woman to undertake that kind of disposal or evacuation of
maybe because emotion? You're expected to be good at it. You're expected to be good at it, and maybe you're expected to be maybe capable of nothing but that. I don't know.
Or maybe it's just the threat that you end up seeming maudlin.
Yeah, I think there's the threat. There's the threat of you know. And again, this is stereotype after stereotype that I'm spewing out here. But I think as a woman, I am more. I want to be, how do I say this, that I tend toward the more abrasive and harsh emotional realities because I maybe, yeah, I don't even know how to finish that question. I mean, I finished that answer. But there is something about, but I guess the bottom line is that it's reactionary, that's a reactionary stance. And I don't want to be a reactionary writer. I don't want to say, oh, I'm not writing emotion because I'm a woman and I'm expected to be good at that, so I want to prove that I'm not good at that. What?
And the upshot is.
And the upshot is, right? So it just, so I guess I'm just saying that I grew up a little bit, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. And I got out of this reactionary space. And I realized that because I had rejected that thing for so long, I actually wasn't good at it. I hadn't tried to do it, and it was an undeveloped sort of flaccid muscle in my writing
workout
body.